people used to have lots of different words for couches, like Chesterfield and settee and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. Probably part of it is the language changing, part of it's just the styles of the furniture changing, you know. So
I know I'm always, when I've been in the eastern part of North Carolina, and it's a different world down there. You know, I'm sure it's like Georgia, you get out from away from Atlanta and you get a little different flavor of Georgia. I'll go through some of these little small towns in eastern North Carolina and may stop, get something to eat, and run in an antique store, or, you know, just a little store there in one of the little towns. They used to close, everything used to close at noon on Wednesday. They were closed Wednesday afternoon, then open half day Saturday in most of those little towns. Anyway, and I'm always fascinated by the language. You know, you'll go in there, there'll be an elderly woman, say, working in the antique store. And the words they use, it's really very colorful words you haven't heard in a long time that they refer to things or conditions or weather or whatever. You really get a completely different flavor, I think, in the eastern part of North Carolina than you do in, say, Greensboro or Charlotte or something. I guess more of the populous areas.
I'm going down there.
Oh, are you? Okay.
About 6 or 7 interviews to do over towards the coast, Wilmington. A little bit inland from them, too.
How are you picking the folks? I mean, you just trying to get there and just try through friends and
business? Yeah. And some places where I'm looking for older people.
Yeah. Now, you've sort of, well, I started that, you were looking here for someone in their 40s that matched this person. So when you go to some town in eastern part of the state, you're going to try to match whoever was.
That's right. Okay. Right.
Because if you were to take my father, for example, who's in his 70s now, and ask him those same questions, he would give you a completely different,
whole different set of answers. Well, that's why I'm trying to keep it as comparable as possible to the other one, so that, you know, you don't get differences that are caused by other things.
So good luck with it.
I'm looking forward to going in. I've got some friends who got a beach house.
Oh, that'll be fun.